Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Mathis, Ray's Body Shop and Record Service, sitting in for Robbie this morning, and I am excited about this morning. One thing is Mother's Day weekend, so I encourage you, if your mama's still around, make sure you celebrate her tomorrow. If not, just remember, as earlier, talking to Bob Young, was talking about just remembering those memories and realizing that you always take her with her. It's a special day, and we shouldn't be just celebrating our moms on one day a year. We should celebrate them every day, and I just encourage you to do that. And this morning in the studio, we are going to kind of dive into Men's Alliance and Women's Alliance. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about what it's about. And this is a call-in show, so if you have any questions, I encourage you to give us a call, and I'm going to go ahead and give the number, write it down, and if we can answer any questions later on, be glad to do it. It's 866-348-7884. This morning, as I said, we're going to talk about the two alliances, the Men's Alliance, the Women's Alliance, and I just think it's so important that we realize what sort of the basis for this, and if I'm wrong, jump in there and correct me, but part of it is just building community. And I think we look back biblically, one of the things that we look at the New Testament church, you know, what was the that really drew people to the church was the community that they had. I mean, people saw that they were there to walk the journey of life alongside each other and stuff, and that drew people in. It really wasn't as much about, you know, you don't read in Scripture where Peter or somebody was on the corner preaching and it brought people in. That was part of it, but really what they saw was the fact that this was a group of believers who had something that bound them together, and that was Jesus Christ, and that was the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this morning, sort of what we're going to dive into is just talking a little bit about how important that is, because I think we have, you know, you wouldn't think this, but the reality is we're in a society that is easy to disconnect from other people. And I see it all the time in my business. I see it at church. I see it in a restaurant where families or even families don't connect with each other. I mean, they're in a setting, and most of the time you look around, there's three or four people sitting at a table, and at least two or three of them have their phone out or a tablet out and don't even know there's anybody at the table with them. And I think we have got into a society that we've kind of disconnected, and it's sort of where we didn't even realize we did it. And I'm just excited, and I was excited to be able to talk to this group that's in here this morning, because of I'm seeing what they're doing. That is bringing community and relationships back into it, and also surrounding it through Jesus Christ. So take a moment, and we're going to start over with Richard, and we're going to introduce yourself. And as you're doing it, tell me a little bit, each one of you, a little bit about your personal walk. What brought you to this point in your relationship with Jesus Christ? And Richard, you get it rolling here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us on, first of all, but appreciate it. My name is Richard Rip Nye, Rip is the call sign for Men's Alliance. Started Men's Alliance here in Winston-Salem, and brought me to, I've been going to Pinedale Christian Church for 22 years, felt that this would be a great asset to the church, an extension of the church, to help bring in men. And then since then, the women's has also started. So kind of hitting both sides of the coin, which is great.
Good. Yeah, Mike Kewen, call sign Puck. Really, I started out with Rip right in the beginning as the workout chief, and soon later I took on as the head chief as we kind of rotated positions as Rip moved up to a regional director. I took over about 8 months ago, and I mean, for me, it's a group that reminds me of my naval service. Like back then, we were so tight-knit. You know, you could call any one of us at any given time and we'd be there for each other. And I never felt that anywhere else. And one of the great things is that this group, the same thing. I mean, if I need to reach out, if I need to talk to somebody, I've got probably 20, 30, 40 guys that they'd be at my house in 5 minutes or meet me for coffee in 20 minutes, and I just love that camaraderie.
My name is April. Call sign is Challenger. I've been with Pinedale ever since I actually moved here from Georgia. My first Sunday here, I started at Pinedale. So I actually started in singles class and then ended up marrying my husband actually from the singles class. And now I'm just actually been attending probably about 15 years. 16 years. I have been with the Women's Alliance probably within a couple months of them starting. Starting to see, the pamphlets and the stuff and the church. And I was like, I like to work out. I'm a physical therapist by trade. So therefore, I always tell my patients I practice what I preach. So I do workouts and all that. So I was like, okay, well, that's a good starting point, because I do like to work out, and then I have somebody I can actually work out with. But then when I also saw that we do a devotion, I said, okay, so there's the godly thing to it too. So hey, let's go try that. And I've become liking it more and more, just because you can share anytime you're going through bad times, like we all do during the week or something like that. We can definitely share that, and we can even like during the week, we can put it out there. We have, through chats or through text or whatever, and say, hey, guys, pray for me. I'm having a rough time with something. And you have a whole community just out there praying for you and going through the same thing, so you don't feel like you're going through it alone.
Hi, I'm Christy Wahoo Wishon, and I've been attending Pinedale almost 2 years now. And what got me started at Pinedale was actually visiting a Celebrate Recovery one evening. And Pinedale is where I found my community of friends, and Women's Alliance has allowed me to find a true sisterhood of godly friends.
Yeah, and I think we go back, and as I said, one of the things, and when I say this is going to be for just a general call, is if you're involved in a church and you're not involved in some type of small group, and I really like the fact, there's Sunday school classes and different groups, but if it's a gender specific one, I think it has the ability to go deeper, and because there's things that you wouldn't want to share with somebody of the opposite sex and stuff, it gives you got that foundation. I know that maybe the workout part and that isn't your thing, but you should at least get a group of men or women and have a prayer group and stuff that meet. I know Wednesday mornings I have a group of men that meet on Wednesday mornings at Omega House in Winston-Salem, and it's anywhere from 14 to 20 guys, and it's people that are feel open enough they can share and talk about life in general. And that's sort of the opportunity I think that both of these alliances give you to do. And then also doing it around, have Jesus Christ and the gospel as the twine that sort of brings it all together is just so important and stuff. And I don't know, I just look at that and I just think that's just something that in society we're getting away from. And I think it's just really awesome when y'all are really investing in it. And Rich, I know I can remember when it was first brought to the elders about doing this and stuff, and I thought, man, what a great idea. But I didn't know how well it would take off. I'd been involved and volunteered with Promise Keepers over the years and stuff, and I've seen these larger groups and then they on fire and then they just dwindle away and to nothing, and sort of also some of them lose their focus of what their mission is. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing with both of y'all's alliances is it's grassroots, but it continues to just grow and stuff. And I think it's because it's growing deep and not as much as worrying about growing wide. No. It's going to do that, but the initial thing is just growing deeper and stuff. We'll be back in a moment. And again, if you have any questions on either one of these, just give us a call, 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, and as we were just about ready to dive in, I want to, this morning, a lot of information I'd like to make sure we get out there, and then I'm going to, the next question I'm going to throw out there, I know we kind of hit the surface of it, but what is Men's Alliance? What is Women's Alliance? And then we're going to kind of go into why is it important to you personally, and then why do you think it's important just in general, and then get some information on how to get in touch or find out about the group and when they meet. And I know this is not just in the local area, but also you may be in Ohio listening. Is there a way that there's a group up there and stuff? So we'll touch base on all of that. So first thing is go back to my left again. Why is this important to you?
Well, I take it back to the beginning days when I first heard of Men's Alliance. I was attending a men's conference in Virginia, the Ignite conference, and there was a table set up with Men's Alliance stuff, and started chatting with those guys, and probably went to that table 5-6 times if I went once, just to learn a little bit more about them. And driving home, I went up there with my son and a good friend of mine and his son, and on the way home, my son looked at me and says, "You're going to start one of those, aren't you?" And I said, "If it's God's will, I will." You know, so spoke to church members and kind of launched it from there. At that time, we were the 34th tribe. And that was May of 2023 that was started. And we are now at 232 tribes. And we can say global. That's mostly in the United States, but we do have some tribes in Hungary, Australia, and one in St. Thomas. And we're expanding every week. We're adding new tribes. So if you're interested and you don't live in North Carolina area or just live anywhere, just mensalliancetribe.com, put in your zip code, and that will show you all the tribes that are near you. Would encourage it. And if you want to start one, there's a contact button on that screen too. If you're interested in starting one at your church or you have that ability, then certainly put your name in there, and some of us will reach out to you and, you know, give you the information you need. But for us, for the Men's Alliance, it's a group of tribes of men that every week we meet around a fire, and it is a real fire. And we do about a half hour of workout and then a devotion. And it's a time that men bond. You know, a lot of guys don't bond over cheesecake or anything like that, but the exercise, and it's hard exercise. It's you come and do what you can, but we don't reduce the workout. It's do what you can. Our motto is, our goal is not to die. You know, that's number one rule.
That one. That's a positive. Don't die, please. Don't.
Oh yeah, we're flipping tires, yep. Swinging sledgehammers. I mean, it's not your normal. We're not just lifting weights and just doing push-ups. We're out there getting it for about 30 minutes, and I'll tell you, when you struggle with another man doing a workout for 30 minutes beside you, because a lot of times we do it as pairs, I'm telling you, you get a great connection with that person really quick as you struggle together.
Yep.
And the women are no exception. We're out there doing the exact same thing.
Is one of your goals not to die also?
That's a number one rule.
Okay.
We also are out there in all kinds of weather. It doesn't matter. The only thing that really keeps us in, if we go in, is lightning. So we have to think about safety on that aspect. But the cold, the rain, it doesn't matter. We're out there. We're still doing it.
Yeah, I think it's probably been a few months ago. I think it was a Saturday, and it was wet. It had been sleeting. It was cold. It was icy. And I had a meeting at church, and I came out and I looked over there and I said, "What's burning?" And there was a group of guys over there in y'all's area and stuff. So y'all were continuing on. And
Yeah, we will be there no matter what it is. And just so everybody knows, for us right here that at the group at Pinedale, we meet Tuesday nights at 7 and Saturday mornings at 8:30. And then the women meet on
Thursday at 6:30.
And we represent Men's Alliance. I know we represent six different churches. So people from six different churches attend. So it's just not a Pinedale thing. We have men from all over the city that come in.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is important. You know, don't feel like that's just a, if you're, if you're, the, male or female, attend, you have to attend Pinedale to be part of it. This is a community invitation, group. So.
Yeah, and I want to really drive home the fact that it's not just Pinedale, so thank you for bringing that up, Rip. Yep. Anyone is welcome from any area. And one of the things that I really like about Tribe, one of the things that brought me in, is it's not your average Bible study group or your average women's group or men's group. This is a place where you can come and you can talk about the ugly stuff. You can shed your vulnerabilities. You can talk about your past and your struggles and, you know, if you've been affected by addiction or, you know, if your spouse has cheated on you or any of those things. This is the space where you can come and you can shed that without fear of other people's opinions. We're all there for each other.
One thing that also that I found challenging is that biblically it challenges us. Every month we have a new verse we have to memorize. If you don't memorize it, you're doing burpees. And then usually the chief is doing them with you. So there's pressure on you to learn it. There's a lot of biblical principles we're learning. We go to the patch class, and talk about the patch class, but it forms you to be a better barbarian for Christ. I mean, you're learning scripture and you're going out there and you're living the word and you're representing the word. And I found, for me, that was the first time, really. I've been to Sunday school classes. I've, you know, done the traditional kind of things. But this, within a group of men, it's challenging, but it's fun. It builds a camaraderie to try to do it together.
And you may have answered this next question I had for you. What's the impact it's had on you? And we'll start with you, Richard, and work our way back to my right.
Personally, it keeps me more into the Bible. I study the Bible a lot more. I try to do it. Every morning is the best time for me. And I understand better what I'm reading, because during our devotions, you get different perspectives. Men talk openly about their issues or their concerns, and we talk about specific verses. We talk about specific passages in the Bible. So for me, it's allowed me to become a better husband, a listener, hopefully a better father, definitely more biblically sound and more disciplined.
Yeah, for me, I didn't grow up in the church. So I really didn't even start attending church till after I got married and my wife was Catholic. And when we started going to church, mostly when we had our first son, and we always went to church, and I was always there as a supporter. I was like, I want my kids to grow up in church and stuff like that. So, I mean, I've got three kids now, and, you know, we went every Sunday. They loved it. They learned everything. And I was the guy that just, I showed up. I filled a seat. And I mean, at that point in my life, yeah, I wouldn't even have considered myself a Christian. So as, and really for me, this past like 2.5 years that we've been doing Men's Alliance and me coming to Pinedale, I mean, I've been baptized. I mean, I've grown over the fact, like I told these guys one night at around the fire that I was embarrassed because my son closed us in prayer that night and I was afraid to do it. Like, the next week I came over and I told everybody, I was like, I felt terrible because I wasn't man enough to stand up and close a group of men that I was tight with at the time. And this was very early in our Men's Alliance, just a couple months. But my son would do it. And that was kind of like a kick in the butt for me. Like, this is here for you. You Rip started this for a reason, and this is how you're going to learn. And like I said, since then, I've been baptized at Pinedale earlier this year, and I took over the tribe, and I'm the growth that I've had personally has been awesome.
Cool.
We've seen in one case particular, a non-believer start attending and became very strong believer, and started attending church on a regular basis. And that, to me, really touched me. Just seeing the impact that God had on this. I do believe that he's been leading it the entire time, but seeing the depth of its impact has been incredible. Just seeing and experiencing that kind of win was powerful.
Yeah, I think it gives opportunity to I think it's not as frightening for somebody. Now, I know there's a couple people, and in the Men's Alliance that had struggles with their religious background, and I'll say religious more than relationship with Jesus Christ, where church had kind of, they felt like they were damaged. And this gave them an opportunity to be outside of church but still be in God's Word and stuff. And I think I've had a couple conversations with people who will tell you that's been the thing that's kind of remade me refocus my commitment to Jesus Christ and making sure that one thing we all have to do is fix ourselves before we can worry about fixing anybody else. And we all have that. There's times in all of our life journey we're going to struggle and we need to be fixed. But the thing that is we just have to make sure that we plug ourselves somewhere that's going to get that support for that. And April, how was it?
Well, I've been going to church all my life, but this is challenging me in new ways. I've just been accepted to going for my patch, and so we have to do a lot of reading. To what it does is makes us the reading so we can, be ready for when people challenge us about our faith, how to answer the questions, and being better ambassadors for the Lord, and also. It makes me dig deeper into the word. And, before I would be in Sunday school classes or I'd be in church or whatever, and I would be listening and I would, and take some in, but this is making it even more in depth and making me a better, stronger believer.
All right. We're fixing to go to a break. Then we're going to come back to Christy. And so you get a whole break to think about this powerful answer you're about to give us.
No pressure.
No pressure. Again, if you have a question for either one of these groups, give us a call, 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, and Christy was finished. She had all this time to think about how this powerful impact that Women's Alliance has had in her life.
How about we just rinse and repeat everybody's answers? No, I think it's impacted me. The most obvious is physical. The workouts each week, they're rugged, they're rough. And it takes a lot to get through them, but more importantly, the spiritual aspect. Like everybody has said, digging into the Word, memorizing the Scripture, building devotions to talk, to the other women. I think, on top of that, I think also the sense of belonging, knowing that we have each other's back no matter what is super important.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to jump in real quick and talk about, I know we've set our call signs and all of that. We've talked about patch class already, so that way all the listeners know. So one of the things is Men's Alliance was started by an Air Force veteran. He did 22 years in the Air Force, and the call sign kind of came from pilots and stuff like that in the Air Force. And then the same thing, the next level is your coin, which you can earn after you show your leadership. You have to do a couple different activities. You got to start a fire. You got to lead a devotion. You got to run a workout, so that way you're learning that leadership. You're taking charge. You're leading by example. You're making the workouts. You're putting in the effort. And then after that, what we're talking about, patch, is it's a 8-week course on apologetics that really helps you go out into the world and answer people's tough questions, remove those obstacles. So it's 8 weeks online with a group of men, and then you go off for carry the fire weekend, where they put you to the test with your knowledge and, being able to answer the tough questions. So I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that. And so when we keep talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, we sit there and as I said, we dive into it. I mean, it's just so much deeper than you would first think about. And part of it is, I know people are listening and is thinking, that's a whole lot of commitment. I just don't know if I'm ready to make that commitment or not. And what would you say to that? Somebody, Christy said, why don't you join? And I say, it's time. That's my obstacle in a lot of things. But how would you express the importance of that? And for somebody who says, you know, I don't know if I have the time is one thing, because we all struggle with time sometimes. But then just the commitment level. I mean, is it something where I have to go out there and make sure that I'm on par doing the physical stuff with the person beside me? Do I have to be on the same spiritual level as the group leader is? Do I have to, you know, do I have to be there every week or every event we have? I mean,
it is a once a week commitment. So you are expected to belong to the tribe. It's an hour a week. You know, the women are on Thursdays. The guys currently have two different options. So when we say a time commitment, it is just 1 hour a week. So if you put that in perspective, it's not really, you know, a grand amount of time. We do have other activities that we do outside of that weekly meeting. Those are not mandatory, but you are, you know, welcome to come and join in those as well.
Yeah, and as Christy said, we one of our mottos is we start on time and we end on time. Because we know, you know, especially Tuesday nights, we've got guys that have young children and, you know, going from 7 to 8 o'clock, we want to end on time so they can get home to their families if they need to put their kids in bed or anything like that. And the same thing. I mean, we know everybody's life is hectic sometimes. If you can't make it that week, that's fine. You know, a lot of the times we'll put it in a chat and just let people know. And it's fine. You come as much as you can.
As for the workouts, we have different levels of physical. You know, we have people that, like myself, that would work out like 5-6 days a week, and then we have people that have never worked out before. We do the workout for the most active person, and then you can tailor it down to, you can modify it to whatever you can do. Like we said, the only thing is you don't die.
The other thing I'll add to that is that for us, if you can't participate in a particular exercise, we don't allow the men to go stand by the fire. We ask them to encourage the men who are working out that they're still involved. They're cheering them on, rooting them on, whatever. But no, it's again, you don't walk away from the exercise, but you stay engaged with the guys.
Go ahead.
I will say the women have been doing this a little bit over a year now, and there have been weeks where I have been tired, or, you know, my back hurts, or, you know, I'm stressed at work or something, and you don't want to go to tribe. So there are times that you show up and you're like, oh, here we are, but you never leave with that attitude. God always gives you a little nugget that you need, you know, in order to lift your spirit, and you always leave fulfilled.
Yeah, and one thing I want to put in there, too, is don't be afraid of the workouts. We and Rip
be
always
afraid.
Joke. Yeah. Well, no, because, I mean, we joke about it, but when I was the workout chief and Rip was in charge of the tribe, I mean, I did certain workouts in the beginning, and it's crazy. After a year and a half, 2 years, we do the same workout, and we see, like, the progression that we've had. Mm-hmm. Like, how much, you know, how many more exercises we get done in that 30 minutes. So, we all started in the same boat. So if you come, you know, don't worry about that. We're here to help you and get you in good shape. So,
yep. We have guys, not in our particular tribe, but I know of tribes where men attend in wheelchairs. They do what they can. Don't let that be a discouraging point for you not to participate in the men's alliance or women's alliance.
Yeah, I go back to the same thing I said when we first opened up and started the show is just. I think it's important, and I think it's an aspect we've got away from, is just that community and the fellowship and stuff. I think, as Christy said, and we kind of can get where you go into things. I think it's really the attitude we carry into it. Mm-hmm. If you go in and feel like you don't want to participate or feel like it's going to be something you're not going to enjoy, it makes it that much tougher. But if you go in, and there's going to be days you drag yourself in, but if you know that I'm there for a reason, one is for my own physical and mental health, and also the other part is grow myself spiritually in my relationship with Jesus Christ. Anytime we put time into building any of those, I think we're at the end of the day, or when we're at the end of that, if it's an hour, and we realize that, you know what, that's time well spent. Because I know there's mornings that I get up, and there's, if I have the breakfast that we have, a prayer breakfast and stuff, there's some mornings I'm like, golly, I don't know if I can put my feet on the ground. I just hate, I could sleep another hour. But every time you do it, you walk away and say, you know what, man, I was blessed by that.
Yeah. We have a slogan that isolation is terminal. And that's very true. You know, when you feel like you want to just withdraw from it a little bit or skip this day or skip that day, that's devil working against you, you know, and pulling you away from what is actually strengthening you. So we do fight that. We fight isolation and allowing men to be in isolation. If someone's missing, we'll call them. You know, we kind of look out for each other in that way. If someone's missing for a while, then we'll reach out and make sure everything's okay. And we don't expect the typical answer. Yeah, everything's fine. That's not good enough. So we want to dive in and make sure that the guys are standing up strong and leading the way they should be leading.
Yeah, to piggyback off of that question of, is everything okay? You know, and I'll speak for men on this one, is, you know, most of the time we will say that. Oh, we're fine, you know, walking, passing in the hall, or, you know, like I said, at church, you know, you put your smile on and you go through your day. But deep down, we all know we actually do have something going on. And the fact that you have a group of guys that, like, if I walked up to Rip and I'm like, man, how you doing? He's going to tell me what's been bugging him that week. You know, and we've got that relationship where you're not afraid to share with these guys. And the women are the same way. I mean, they talk about their real struggles. And like Wahoo was saying earlier, you know, we do talk about the tough things that men go through. I mean, the things online these days, I mean, obviously porn addictions, you know, I mean, alcohol, everything else. I mean, it's, you know, we're there to support. And then the one thing that we do is we hold people accountable.
Absolutely. Okay, Chrissy was going to say something, so we're going to come back. She gets another time to think about that again. I think that's, as soon as she leans into the mic, it's time to go and have a break. So we'll be back in just a moment with Kingdom Pursuits.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Pursuits. I'm Jerry Matheson. I'm in the studio with four people. We're going to kind of, I'm going to throw the question out right now is, well, wait a second. Christy was fixing to say something. I just about jumped ahead. Go ahead. What?
No, that's okay. I wanted to talk about accountability that Puck mentioned. You know, that is one thing in Alliance. One of our rules is call each other out, you know, and we do that. You know, we've had some tough conversations around the fire with the women. And that's super important. You don't see that in most friend groups, so it's really neat to see.
And I'll say one thing, just from not through these groups, but just from in general, to be able to do that, you have to build a relationship, and you have to have a common thread that binds you together, that you can have a platform to be able to do that. Because there's a lot of organizations where somebody will get involved in a group or something, and somebody calls them out because you don't have that relationship, it's offensive. And so that goes back to building strength in with your fellowship, and also just through the Bible study and stuff. My question is, I'm listening, and I live on Peters Creek Parkway, right below Pinedale Christian Church, and this sounds pretty interesting. I may be a female, I may be a male, but I wanted to get involved. What do I need to do? How can I do it? Do I just show up? Do I need to sign up online? Do I need to send smoke signals, or what do I need to do?
Smoke signals would be wonderful. We'll come get you. No, if you're local, just show up, you know, just show up to one of the tribes. There's no sign up online. If you're not local to Winston and you're interested in, if there's a tribe near you, or even interested in starting a tribe at your church, like Rip said earlier, you go online. For the women, it's womensalliancetribe.com, and the men's is mensalliancetribe.com.
Yep. Yeah, and one thing too is if you do want to come, go ahead and go online and check it out. Like our tribe on Tuesday nights called Camel City Tribe. So when you go on mensalliancetribe.com and pick find your tribe, you could actually go on and go ahead and join the tribe if you want to find out more. And that'll give you the exact times that we meet. It'll give you the contacts for me and all the other chiefs. So that way, if you want to reach out beforehand, and it'll kind of just tell you a little bit more about Men's Alliance.
Yeah, whenever if I'm not in this area, what would I, again, what would I do if it's, if I'm in Ohio or Richmond, Virginia, and I'd like to, through my church or just through my Christian organization group, would like to start a tribe and would like some questions answered, and what does it take and what do I need to do and what's the procedure, what would my steps be?
So that's pretty easy. So it's the same thing. Just go to bedsalliancetribe.com. It's going to show you, you could put in your zip code and you could change it from 25 miles, 50 miles, you know, do a search for tribes. And then once you find that tribe, you know, it, no matter where you're at, you just see where the closest one is. And if there's not one close to you, on the main website, there's a tab down at the bottom where it says, I want to start a tribe. And all that does is just get your contact information to the guys at Men's Alliance that help start tribes. They're going to contact you. They're going to talk to you about it. They're going to help you with everything you need. If you, and then if you're interested, they'll help you do a start date, you know. And the Men's Alliance is here to, you know, support you. And guys from actual, we have a whole group of, Rip could probably talk about it, that are like tribe assistants, guys that actually will travel around and come to your first tribe meeting and help you out with it.
Yeah, we'll provide a whole starter package for a new tribe. We'll assign persons to help you along the way, answer all your questions, making sure that you have, you know, the structure in place, all the tools that you need in place, workout suggestions, workout equipment suggestions, everything you need to get started in one. So it's kind of a partnership. You're not alone, and a lot of little tips and tricks along the way to get people to participate, and kind of word of mouth out there, whether it's through the church or whether it's online, you know, Facebook. Most tribes have their own Facebook page or Instagram or something like that. We can help those get started. A lot of different tools that we have available for people.
And I think it's important, again, what I said earlier was that this is not a Pinedale Christian Church thing. It is at Pinedale Christian Church, and the address for, if you're looking for a Thursday night or Tuesday night or Saturday morning, 3395 Peters Creek Parkway. And what are the times again? Let's make sure we get that out.
Women are Thursday at 6:30.
Men are 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and then 8:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings.
My next question, which we don't have much time, but I just want to just take a moment to make sure I hit on this. If somebody is struggling and feels like, you know, if they're really, you know, having a struggle with their relationship with Jesus Christ, why is it important to get into a group like this?
I think it's, one, you have a brotherhood. For the men, it's a brotherhood that you don't suffer alone. Most chances are you're going to have someone in that tribe that's experienced the same thing you are experiencing and can help you get through that. It also just gives you a person to talk to and pulls you out of that isolation. It is someone that you could bond with easily, and then gain some insight into the struggles that you're having.
Yeah, and never think that you are the only person that has that struggle, because most of the time you're going to find somebody that has already been there.
All right.
The important thing is just being brave enough to ask someone.
The important thing also, in my opinion, is just have a camaraderie of friends that you can depend on.
Absolutely. Pinedale Christian Church, Thursday nights, Women's Alliance. Tuesday nights, Men's Alliance. Saturday morning, Men's Alliance.